It's sports time!
Good evening, sports fans. Today I'm back with another sports time. Today we're talking about who has the chance of making a run for the playoffs. Now, as we already know, I'm just going to not talk about the Patriots. They're 9-1. They're winning their division. So let me just get that out of the way. And yeah, let's get right into it. Starting off with the AFC, I already told you guys, not doing the Patriots because they're going to be qualifying. I don't think the Bills can keep this up. So just going to skip them, and here we go. So right now, tied for first in the AFC West is the Chiefs Raiders. And as I speak, right now, all right, in this second, it's the first quarter of the Chiefs game. So I'm going to say that the Chiefs win. They pull ahead to 7-4. Chargers drop back to 4-7. So that doesn't really shift anything besides the fact that the Chiefs get another game up. With Patrick Mahomes back for the rest of the season, or hopefully for the rest of the season, the Chiefs should be able to win that division. So right now, we have the Patriots winning and the Chiefs. And now going into the AFC North. Now a team like the Ravens, well, their schedule is not like, it's a very balanced schedule. So next week, they play the Rams, and I would not worry if I were a Ravens fan or was on the Ravens, because the Rams lost to the Steelers, and the Steelers lost to the Browns last game, and the Browns aren't having that good of a year. But either way, just the Rams are not playing that well, and the Ravens won 41-7 yesterday against a pretty good Houston team. So I would say that the Ravens win. That pushes them to a record of 9-2. Now, when they're 9-2, they play the Niners. Now, that's a game you should watch. 49ers Ravens, Sunday, December 1st at 1 p.m. Watch that game because that game is massive. You might be like, well, they're not in the same division. Yes, but both of those teams, this is more important for the Niners, but it could happen for the Ravens, could drop the division. I would highly doubt it for the Ravens after seeing an unimpressive performance in the Steelers on Thursday night, but it could happen. And for the Niners, the Seahawks are coming back up. They were only able to beat the Cardinals by a touchdown. So it's a big game for Seahawks fans because they need the Niners to lose. So for that game, if you look at these games, fine, the Ravens were able to beat the Seahawks. And it wasn't like they barely won. They won by 14 points. So I'm going to see the Ravens beat the 49ers. But it really depends. Because depending on injuries, if George Kittle's back, depending on the status of the defense. But right now, I see the Ravens. So now they're 11-2. And really, looking this out, they should probably end up, you know what, I'm going to say they actually lose to the Niners. I think Nick Bosa has great defense and can contain well. So we'll get the rest of the year. They play the Bills. I just don't think they can't contain Lamar. Same with the Jets, Browns, and Steelers. So that means that I think the Ravens will go 13-3 and win the divisions. And I'm just going to see the Patriots record, even though who they play, because I wasn't going to talk about them. So they have a win. Their last game of the season against the Dolphins. So we can already push them up to 10-1. Cowboys, that should be good after how they've been playing. So that's 11-1. Texans, yeah, 12-1. But Chiefs, and you know what? I'm going to go Chiefs here because the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes can scorch. You know what? I'm not going to go to the Chiefs. I'm sorry, I take that back because that defense let up 35 points to the Titans. And this is the best defense in the league along with one of the best offenses in the league. So expect the Patriots to only to be finishing off the year 15-1, unless an upset comes. But for what I'm seeing, that's how they should be doing. So now the Chiefs, they're going to win the division. But right now, quick update, as I'm playing, they're down 3-0, but the Chiefs have the ball. Next game, I think they'll beat the Chargers. Then they play the Raiders, Pats, Broncos, Bears, and Chiefs. So I think they'll only lose one of those games. So I think they'll end out the year 11-5, and they're going to lose to the Patriots. Now moving over, we have the Steelers wild card push. Let's talk about this. Now, the Bengals, they're not worried about. That's 6-5. Here we go. They played the Browns last time, but this time the Browns don't have Myles Garrett. They also don't have Marquise Pouncey, but I think Myles Garrett's a bigger asset for the Browns. I'm going to go Steelers win there, 7-5. Cardinals. The Cardinals are a good team, and it really depends if the Steelers can contain Kyler Murray. If they can, that's an easy Steelers win. But if they can't, it's going to be hard. But I think they'll still be able to win because their secondary has been improved much. And if as long as they can just play a basic containing job with Cameron Hayward and TJ Watt, which they've shown to do, I think they should be able to win. So right now that's 8-5. And I'm looking at this game against the Bills. And I'm really, honestly, it's hard thinking because both of these teams, honestly, the Bills started off the year better, but I feel like they've just had an easier schedule. And I honestly think that the Steelers are the better team and the Steelers will win. Now they play the Jets and the Steelers should win that game and the Ravens. So the Steelers should only lose one of their next games, which should give them a record of 10-6. Now, if I'm looking at this, I'm not going to say because the Browns and Cardinals games, more like the Browns games, but after we saw the Cardinals play, are very 50-50. But I think the Browns without Myles Garrett, I think the Cardinals, you don't want to change their record to 7-9 because Kyler Murray can scorch. So I think they're going to lose to either Cardinals or Browns, but we'll see how that goes. So 7-9, the Steelers should clinch one of the two wild cards. Now we have the Colts and the Texans. And seeing how the Texans played last week, I don't think that they should be tied for first in the division. First of all, Titans are still in this race. This is a very close division. Colts, 6 wins. Texans, 6 wins. Titans, 5 wins. Jaguars, 4 wins. I'm going to take out the Jaguars because they're not getting it. And we're looking at the Colts. When does Jacoby Brissett come back? Because if he comes back soon, then they should be good to go. If he comes back at the same time, then they should be good. They shouldn't need to worry if Jacoby Brissett's back. But looking at this now, there's not much information, but I don't think that he'll be back. I'm pretty sure he's out for the season. T.Y. might be back. But I'm looking at this. They do not have an easy schedule. They play the Saints, the Texans, and the Titans. So I'm going to say they're going to lose to the Texans, lose to the Titans, beat the Buccaneers. So right now, they'd be 6-6, 7-6, lose to the Saints, 7-7. And you know what? I got to go lose to the Panthers. McCaffrey can torch. Lose to the Panthers, that is 8-6. No, I did my math wrong. That is some record. So that's, they lose 2, they win 1. Now they are 7-6. Now they're 7-7 after they lose to the Saints. Then they're 7-8 after they lose to the Panthers. They're going to end the season off 8-8 with 8. Win against the Jaguars. So I'm going to say Texans win the division because if you're looking at this schedule, it's really not very challenging. All right, so you got the Colts, which they should be able to win, and then the Patriots. That's a tough game. But then they play the Broncos, and their defense has shown up, but I feel that Deshaun Watson can improve. So they're only going to be losing. And I say they lose one to the Titans but win the other. So right now their record is 6-4. If they're going to beat the Colts, they'll be 7-4. Lose to the Patriots, 7-5. Beat the Broncos, 8-5. Beat the Titans, 9-5. Beat the Bucks, 10-5. And then lose to the Titans for the second game, 10-6. So I think that the Titans, looking at their schedule, they right now they're 5-5. And they should be able to clinch the second wild card because No. And change that. We're going to go to the Bills, and we're going to see Titans, Bills, or Steelers. Right now, I have the Steelers taking one wild card, but we'll see. Because the Titans beat the Jaguars, which should be a game they win. Colts should be a game they win. Now they're over 500. but the Raiders, Texans, Saints. So they were really hard four games. So I'm going to go two wild card spots in the AFC are going to go to the Steelers and to the Bills. And look at the Raiders schedule now. They're a team that could win, but unlikely. They do play the Jets, but they also play the Chiefs, the Titans. The Jaguars, they're not bad, but I feel like the Raiders, they're going to kind of choke this. So I'm not going to give the Raiders a wild card. And now moving on to the NFC. You know what? We're going to save the NFC for next time. Catch you guys later. Bye.